By the way, you ask for questions and topics for your Read Through the Bible in a Year series, and I have one that I've been thinking about lately. We've spent the last month in my Friday night Bible study working line by line, petition by petition in the Lord's Prayer. Our teacher commented on how radical a prayer it is, starting with how Jesus changed the context of our relationship with God by calling Him Abba, or Daddy, and teaching us to do so too. And that it must have been an important element in early Christian prayer, because even Paul, the apostle, mentions the word and addresses God as Abba. I've realized that I've held a more formal, removed image of God the Father, and that the God the Father part of the Trinity doesn't seem too Abba-ish to me. I think it matters to change the internal perception, but the intellectual doesn't meet my emotional landscape yet. I guess that's not a question. Rather, it's just an issue I've been mulling over. Suggestions welcome. Well, dear reader, your mulling has obviously led to the passage before us today from Luke 11. And your Friday night Bible study teacher is wise and accurate. And Jesus, of course, in His very short life, worked diligently to change not only humanity's context of our relationship with God, but our perceptions of God. And that makes a lot of sense when you think about it, because after God's effort in the Old Testament to get our attention and work with our brokenness, God thought it best to send Himself to us to help us get it. And clearly to help us change our perceptions of God. And so, as we have discussed before, one of the things that we have to try to do as we journey with God in faith is to understand that Jesus is really God with skin on. And in Jesus' teaching, the disciples and across the centuries, us, in teaching us how to pray here in the Lord's Prayer, one of the things He's trying to get us to see is that God is much more relational than one might imagine. Your Friday night Bible teacher is right, dear reader. Jesus is saying here, God would like us to call Him Father, or better, Abba, which is the word for Father that Jesus chooses to use here in Luke 11:2. And that word Abba is really best translated Daddy. And you, dear reader, speak for many, I think, when you say, in essence, that's hard for me to do. Because I've held a much more formal and removed image of God the Father. What's more, there are many who do not have a very favorable image or experience with their fathers. And for any number of justifiably good reasons, do not relate to their fathers very well at all. And so even the thought of relating to God as Father, or better, as Daddy, is difficult. And even, I think, repulsive for some. But be that as it may, dear reader, for them and for you, it doesn't change the reality of what Jesus is saying here in our sacred scriptures. And it doesn't change the reality of the nature of God, who really insists that we do indeed call Him Daddy. And that we try to understand that this Daddy, this Jesus, has our best interests at heart and will take care of us better than the best Daddy we could even try to imagine. And so you are right, dear reader, that the issue lies within us to be able to let our intellectual and our internal emotional landscapes mesh. And to hopefully help us a bit move a little closer to that meshing this morning, I want to... Excuse me. Kathy? Hi, Kathy. How are you? We're trying to have worship here. This is my sermon today.
My name is not Kathy.
Excuse me?
Call me Kathy. Pastor Bob?
Yes, Kathy.
My name is Sweetheart. Sweetheart, middle name The, last name Clown.
Oh, okay.
Got it?
Yes. I do have it. Kathy, a.k.a. Sweetheart, middle name The, last name Clown. What are you doing here?
I'm looking for my friend Alex.
You're looking for your friend Alex.
Have you seen Alex?
Really, Kathy, we're trying. I don't know where Alex is.
I have to tell him again. My name is Sweetheart, middle name last name Clown. Thank you very much. Your congregation got it.
Yeah, okay. Well, Sweetheart, middle name The, last name Clown. You're here looking for Alex, but
yes.
What makes you think Alex is here, A, and B, can you wait until after we're done? I'm trying to preach here.
Now, this is really important. Alex wants to go on a walk with me, a little post-surgery repair, and we have a big, big project to do. You know, Thanksgiving is over, so it's Christmas. He's busy, busy, busy. And I wanted to get a head start on making my Christmas card.
Okay. Fine. So Alex is going to help you with your Christmas cards, too, is that?
Yes.
I thought you said he wanted to go on a walk with you.
He wants to do both.
Okay.
Because on my Christmas card, I want a picture of God. So we've got a big job. I thought I'd start here because the people are nice. We have to take pictures of billions and billions of people.
That's an awful lot of people, Kathy.
I mean,
sweetheart. Look, I have not seen Alex. Has anybody here seen Alex? I mean, is Alex a boy or a girl? What Alex are we looking for?
Alex.
You're looking for Alex. Has anybody here seen Alex anywhere?
It's going to help me. We read it in the Genesis book of the Bible.
Genesis.
In the, you know, that first book.
Oh, Genesis. Yes, Genesis. Okay. Genesis book of the Bible, right? What is in that book?
It says that we're created in God's image. Maybe you are. Sure, help me.
Yes, that's right. The book of Genesis says that we are. What is this project is about? Taking pictures of people.
He created us in His image. There are an awful lot of us's.
Yeah. Okay. So you need. I guess you really need. Does anybody know where Alex is? I mean, I would really like this to move along here. I've got to finish this sermon. Can you please, Kathy? I mean,
My name is not Kathy, Pastor Bob.
Well, okay. Today maybe it's not. You're dressed up like a clown. You've got an outfit on.
Hours of observation.
Yes, I know that. You have orange hair and all that, and that's very... How did you get that orange hair, by the way?
I get my hair done at Duncan Bright.
Oh, very nice. Duncan Bright, okay. Okay, so you're Kathy and you're...
I am not.
Okay, you're Kathy, but you're also Sweetheart the Clown, and you're looking for Alex, and...
Wait a minute.
I think you're really confused, actually, is what you are.
I am, and I can prove it, and the chair is there.
Wait, that's my chair. It's the big chair. People call that the big chair. I mean, I never sit in it, but it's the big chair, you know. Some people think that God is supposed to sit in that chair, but I'm not God. I sit in that chair. Wait, you're sitting in... You're sitting in...
I am 70 clubs.
Oh.
Ho, ho, ho.
And I am really confused. You said that you were sweetheart, middle name, the last name, clown. And now you're telling me you're Santa Claus?
Yeah, I brought you the first present of Christmas. I know it's a little early.
What is this?
And you know what else?
No, what?
Tiny bubble.
Lovely. Oh, but we digress.
I sent the reindeer outside because on Onondaga Hill there are a lot of deer. But to get them back, I brought Dasher's carrots.
Oh, lovely.
Because Dasher only dashes for carrots.
That matches your hair, you know. Has anybody ever called you Carrot Top?
No, but they told me I'm a 24-carat clown.
Okay, that's really, really cute. So now you're a clown. I mean, I'm really getting confused here.
No, I'm Santa Claus.
You're Santa Claus. You got the bell? Sure, I'll take one of these. Why don't you take this for Alex?
Do you want green or red?
Why don't you take this and put one on Alex's feet so that when he walks away again, you'll be able to find it. Okay? You'll be able to follow him wherever he goes and he can help you with that project, okay? I really would like to try to get on with the sermon here, okay? I mean, you look a lot like Santa Claus. You also look like...
Do you know why I'm Santa Claus here today?
Excuse me?
Do you know why I'm Santa Claus here today?
I really don't.
Because I have it on good authority that the ladies at Onondaga Hill Presbyterian Church make really good cookies.
Oh, good cookies. Oh, so now you're using the church. You just want to come here and eat our cookies.
You would accuse me of such a thing.
Well, I don't know.
I just wanted to find Alex.
Okay.
I thought meeting him at church would be a good thing.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't see. I know most of the people here and some of the visitors even, I know there's no Alex here and nobody seems to be speaking up. So maybe.
Where are the visitors?
We have several visitors. If you're visiting today, could you raise your hand? Well, look at all the visitors. Yeah, we've got lots of visitors today.
Thank you for coming. But I didn't talk to them again. Would you remind them that my name is Sweetheart?
Middle name,
last name.
These two are
quick.
Okay. Bye, Santa.
Bye, Pastor Bob. Bye, everybody.
Sure. Yeah, I hope you find Alex. I really do. It's
Me too.
Kathy Gibbons. Sweetheart, the clown, Santa Claus, God the Abba, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, who comes to us with skin on to walk with us. Get it? Good. Let us pray. God, there are many and varied faces and facets of you, but it is the same God who comes to us with skin on. So God's face, old guy with a white beard on a throne, Michelangelo's pointing finger guy, judge whacking a gavel on my head, a bush. What? A bush that burns. People created in his image, every one of us, Jesus. Abba. Amen.